You should know by now. It's outrageous claims.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What I want, you got, it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns a candle.
I was saved by Division III basketball last night, Bricks. I did not have an outrageous claim. I was racking my brain. And then good old Jack Taylor from, I believe it's pronounced Grinnell University or Grinnell, some D3 school, scores, hang on, let me get my figures here. Let me get my figures.
138
points in a D3 game. His Grinnell, whatever friggin' mascot they have, wins 179-104 over the Faith Baptist Bibleites.
Yeah, they
not official mascot.
The little Jesuses. Who knows what they are? Listen, and then you go on Twitter, and everybody and their mom, Jack Taylor's the man. This is a crazy.
Yeah.
He's Kobe plus Jordan plus LeBron
This is a joint outrageous claim, which is.
This is disgusting.
This is terrible. What are we doing support? He took. I'm looking at the stats. All right, he went 52 of 108 from the field.
That's not even 50%.
27 of 71 from three. He shot. This is. I saw this on ESPN. This is a legit statistic. He shot once every 20 seconds in that game.
And you know how many assists he had? None. He did not drop a dime. He had no assists. He shot 104 shots, and he didn't successfully pass the ball to a teammate once.
If this was a pickup game, he would have been thrown out of the gym.
The guy wasn't even shooting 50%. If you're going to drop 136 and impress me, and so I guess he did it on 52 buckets. If you're going to drop it and you hit 50, you better be like 52 for 72.
Right.
You better be crazy. You better be hitting it an 80% clip. He wasn't even unconscious.
There's a guy, David Larson from the Faith Baptist Bibleites, in this same game, scored 70 points and went 34 of 44. That's better.
That's way better.
Still, what are you doing taking 44 shots, dude? You have other people on the floor.
I don't know. 34 for 44, if you're that in fueg,
I guess.
Feeding them the rock.
I guess that's true.
104 shots. Listen, and there's a couple issues.
Shots.
I'm not a big person who says, oh, they shouldn't run up the clock. Oh, Tom Brady shouldn't have been throwing, you know, on Sunday when they're up by so much over the Colts. I don't really have a problem with that. But at the D3 level, if you're up 50 points and you have a starter in there jacking up 104 shots in an effort to score a ridiculous amount, that's selfish. It's ridiculous. It's shameful. This coach should be embarrassed. And you know what? Even one more thing. If you came in at halftime and Jake Taylor is everybody on the team loves him and he has 56 points and you're winning pretty handedly and you want to say, you know, this is pretty cool, let's go out and see if Jake can get 100, drop it at 100. You know, you get the three digits. That's cool. That's cool. You get the Wilt Chamberlain. I see the novelty. But then sit the guy. Don't let him go out and hit 36 more points up 50 over whatever the heck that university is.
Faith Baptist Bible. This is getting a lot of coverage. And I mean, I understand it. Guy scores 138 points. You don't see that very often or ever. So I understand covering it. But come on. We should be covering with the light of, are you kidding me?
It is an are you kidding me moment. The guy threw up 108 shots. He should have scored 200 points.
Shot every 20 seconds.
In a related story, I would like to let you know
quitting if I'm
that the ghost of Carmel Anthony is alive and well.
He's
playing
D3
basketball.
Its way to, it's like a Space Jam moment where they touch the same ball and his power transferred to Jack Taylor. What do you think? You think he makes it to the NBA? You think Michael Jordan's like, I got to sign this guy?
No.
I got to get him. Get him right now. Mid-season. Bricks, I wanted to mention this. An abbreviated outrageous. I wanted to mention this. As it is Black Friday on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. Do you remember what's happening? Do you remember? Remember what's going down Black Friday?
Wakes me.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Tell me it's true.
It's true.
In the closets.
New Trapped in the Closets. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. R. Kelly back out with Trapped in the Closet.
I can't wait for that. I did not realize that was coming out on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Why R. Kelly wouldn't design his own day, like December
Day.
Tuesday, or something like that, to drop the new Trapped in the Closets? I would also like to say, while we're at it, before we wrap up this here edition of Cover 2, my glorious, hilarious, and well-articulated co-host, Joe B., will be filling in on the no-show for an hour and a half on Black Friday.
Indeed, I will.
So while you are traveling from Walmart to Target to the mall, make sure you tune in to my man, Joe B.
And hey, be safe on Black Friday. Katie and I were forced to cover a lot of tasings and shootings and stampedings from the morning of last year. So, look, Best Buy's got more TVs. You don't need to kill someone. Let's just remember what this holiday is about. It's about thanks.
About gluttony, man. Which, by the way, scoring 130 points, also about gluttony.
It's probably about a little bit of this.
I think it's just a lot of gobble, gobble, turkey. Gobble, 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 turkey from Jive Turkey Gobblers.
My favorite part of that is the Jive Turkey Gobblers.
Yeah.
We need to start calling somebody a Jive Turkey Gobbler. That needs to be a name. Jack Taylor, you are officially a Jive Turkey Gobbler.
It's a cover, too. Walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in a room. He walks in there with a smile on his face.